Cities, towns, and counties throughout the state have complained that when the legislature and governor take transportation money away from them to balance the state budget, the local governments can't make up the difference. Now those local officials are being bombarded with requests from drivers to fix the pitted and crumbling roads. In unincorporated Pima County, there are 1,800 miles of roads to maintain. County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry says that puts Pima County in a pinch.
The revenues the county receives to maintain the unincorporated area streets and highways is actually less today in 2012 than it was in 2002, 10 years ago, by about 10%. A lot of that is related to these legislative sweeps where the state legislature has taken local road money to balance their budget. Part of it's related to just simply the fact that the price of gasoline is high and people aren't driving as much and therefore there's less revenue.
Huckleberry has prepared a list of 18 suggestions to fix Pima's streets for the Board of Supervisors to consider. Of those, he favors five proposals that involve shifting county funding to free up money for road maintenance. One of his suggestions is to take some of the Transportation Department's other funding and use it on the potholes. Three of his suggestions involve using general funds on road repair. The County General Fund is the portion of the budget from which many departments get their revenue, and the Board of Supervisors can adjust annually how much of that money gets spent in each department. Huckleberry's fifth suggestion is to lobby the state to stop sweeping transportation funding from cities and counties in order to balance the state budget.
We know that the legislature for this fiscal year and this budget year is continuing the sweep. We're hopeful that they'll end that sweep next year, and if so, once that sweep ends, we're able then to take $7 million a year and reinvest in our highway system. And that would be a welcome, you know, kind of relief. The legislature needs to return the money they've borrowed and return it so that local governments can make street and highway investments.
Supervisor Ann Day is one of the Pima County board members who's been concerned about the conditions of the roads. Voters in her Northwest Side district are outspoken that something needs to be done to fix the bad roads in their area. They've even submitted petitions to the county asking for road repairs. She says she supports all five of Huckleberry's recommendations.
We need to go beyond pothole patching, and now it's resurfacing. And absolutely, with no tax increases or borrowing from the RTA that's been suggested from the city, I don't want to go there. I will be supporting Chuck's five recommendations, but it's more than potholes. It's getting into resurfacing because so many of these streets are just down to bedrock.
Some of the other options Huckleberry lists, which are not among his top choices, include a new county property tax for roads, asking the state to allow impact fees for road maintenance instead of just road construction, and reprogramming RTA funds. That last idea, using the Regional Transportation Authority's half-cent sales tax for new road construction instead on road repair, is one that Tucson City Councilman Steve Kozacik is floating.
Within the enabling legislation, there is specific language that says if the RTA is to add an element, road reconstruction, to the package, the voters get to make that decision, not the RTA and not the Board of Supervisors. So my proposal is take back to the voters, and I would like to do it as early as the special session for the CD8 race in June.
Huckleberry isn't a fan of the idea because he says it goes back on what county voters approved when they okayed the plan in 2006, and he says the legislature would have to put it on the ballot. He says voters weren't concerned about road maintenance when they approved the 20-year plan and half-cent sales tax.
In 2006, the RTA made a pledge to the voters that, you know, what they vote for is what they're going to get. And I think trying to change that in midstream is really not keeping faith with the voters. People will say, well, times have changed. Well, the only thing that's changed is the state legislature has taken our HERF money.
The Pima County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to talk about Huckleberry's list of 18 options to pay for road repair at the board's 9 a.m. meeting today. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.